Good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Max Floyd. I've been a member here at Grace Bible Church for almost 18 years. Rich has asked me to give a living picture this morning, and thank you, Rich. Hebrews 10:24 says, "And let us consider, or think on, ponder, be creative about how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, as all the more as you see the day approaching." 1 Thessalonians 5:11, Paul writes, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." What are we about? What are we supposed to be doing in other people's lives? Is there a day, a month, a life that should be totally about me? Or, like these scriptures say, is there a perspective that we should bring into every opportunity that the Lord has given us? About this time last year, a group of guys from Wake Forest who were needed a home to hold a Bible study, and we gladly entertained the roof, came up to me after the study was done, and their leader had moved on to other things. They said, "Mr. Floyd, would you mind leading the Bible study?" My answer was, "Yes, of course, I would love to." Since that time, while classes are in session at Wake Forest University, Debbie and I have hosted a Bible study either in our home or at Wake Forest for a small group of Wake Forest male students. The group, now named the Band of Brothers Bible Study, consists of 5 seniors, about a dozen juniors, 3 sophomores, and 5 freshmen. They come from different races, different socioeconomic classes, and different denominations: Catholic, Presbyterian, Baptist, Lutheran, non-denominational. Not all of them attend every week. We have had one show to up to over 10. Most of the time it's about 5 or 6. Well, for the first series, we went over the 5 A's of Bible study and Christian life. Arguments for the existence of God. Attribute, what God's like, his omnipotence, his omniscience, his holiness, his faithfulness, all those attributes. And then aim, what's his aim for our lives? What's his will for our lives? And then answer, of course, a Bible study, what the Word says to us. And finally, application. How does it apply to my life? Or admonition, the charge, the challenge. These days were more topical in nature. We just finished a 6 or 7 week study on the armor of God, as is found in Ephesians chapter 6. Many of you know that very well. 2 weeks ago, we went over what the Bible says about friendship. This past week, we talked about prayer. Does it make a difference? For several months, since many could not come to the Band of Brothers, I would send them a note with the Bible study notes from that week and end with a story. Of course, if you know me, it's going to have a story someplace in it. Right. A couple months ago, I challenged them in their walk. I issued the 100-day challenge. I challenged them to walk with their God for 100 straight days. Have a time with God for 100 straight days. Set aside, reflect on Him for 100 straight days. Some of them did not know where to start, so I decided to write a note to them each day. This has since become a blog, which some of you follow along with the guys. You can find it on the internet. It is called inspiretothemaxblogspot.com. Here are some of the notes from the guys about my notes. And again, I want to be careful. This is God's working. I'm just a vessel. God, this is God's business, right? "Mr. Floyd, the challenge sounds exactly what I've been trying or failing on and off to do for the past 4 years of my life. I'm all in. Thanks for the support, and I look forward to getting started. Do you think you could give me or point me to some Bible verses or chapters I could read daily? I have access to the Bible. I just have no clue where to start. Hey, Mr. Floyd, tonight's piece really hit home with me. I've been struggling recently, and I'd say all my life. trying to earn the approval not only of man but of God by my works and appearance. I've also felt the spiritual fatigue you mentioned in my daily Bible readings, my prayers, my Bible studies, my church services, and my Christian faith overall. I think my spiritual, now physical, mental, and emotional fatigue stems from my worries about the future. I'm a person who loves to have everything under control and organized, but life can't be organized and under control. I don't think God calls us to be able to control everything in our lives either. I pray that I will just reside in and confide in Jesus and His grace and His love and His presence as I go through the world. Sorry for the somewhat lengthy email. I just wanted to let you know my reactions to today's piece. Thanks again for doing these. They really help me put things in perspective and continue to grow in my faith journey. Just one more. Mr. Floyd, I just wanted to write to you quickly and let you know how much these emails mean to me. And although others may not have told you, I've heard from everyone else who attends that they also really enjoy reading them. Having the emails you send us allows me to look back and reread and read what we spoke about and whenever I may need guidance through the week, which is truly great. Also, thank you so much for the hospitality that yourself and Mrs. Floyd have shown towards us. Even though I am from Winston, while at school, it still feels like I'm away from home. Being able to enter a warm home with a home-cooked meal prepared is wonderful. I never really knew how bad I would miss being home without family and a normal non-cafeteria meal until I left. So here's one of these posts that I've written to him real quick. Guys, looking through the rearview mirror on the long car ride home the other day, I saw a wonderful sight. I saw my oldest son, and youngest daughter with their eyes closed. They were fast asleep. Gazing to my right, I looked over into the passenger seat and I viewed my beautiful wife of 25 years this coming August asleep as well. The car was quiet, the road was smooth, and there I was behind the wheel with my wife and children fast asleep. I was at the wheel and for a moment thought about who I was carrying down the road towards our destination. In my care was precious, priceless cargo. I was tired from the day's adventures, but the weariness did not punch through my gaze, which was fixed on the road. I, too, was up until 1 a.m. watching a movie with them. I, too, was up early doing ride after ride, climbing multiple flights of stairs at an indoor water park. I, too, walked around an outlet mall for nearly 4 hours, watching and giving nods of approval for the needed acquisitions. I was tired, but something much greater than my physical state helped me to stay awake at the wheel. You see, I love my family beyond my words. I know how blessed I am to have such a privilege and responsibility of having them in my care. I had to be alert. I had to be watchful. I could not for a moment lose my focus on the road. Not for one moment could I let my physical tiredness, my mental state, focus, my total commitment drift. For the entire drive, I had to be awake at the wheel. Their very lives and their future were in my hands at that moment. It was up to me not to fall asleep. I was tired, but a greater strength supported me, a strength that was rooted in a desire to care for them beyond my personal desires for rest. I wanted to be there for them. I had to be there. Others, many others, were depending on me as well to be awake at the wheel. Guys, friends, I need to ask you something today. I need to ask you about something that you too have been asked to carry. I need to ask you whether you have been awake at the wheel while carrying a most important package. You see, the Lord God Almighty has entrusted you with something which is more valuable than all the gold in the Yukon Territory. The Lord has entrusted you with something that is more precious than all the oil in the oil fields of the Persian Gulf. The Lord has given you cargo to carry which is more than all of the real estate, all of the stock portfolios, all of the material possessions man has ever possessed. You see, the Lord has entrusted you with something that is priceless. It is beyond calculation. It is immeasurable. What can it be which is so worthy of our focus, so worthy of our continual concentration, so worthy so as for us to deny ourselves even a rest? What is this thing which every distraction must be set aside for, every motive must be filtered through, every action must be weighed against? What can be so valuable, so important, that our very life must be put on the line to defend and guard it? This thing God has given us, which I believe we must carry and protect with all that we are, is this. a relationship with Jesus Christ. Having and keeping a personal, close personal relationship with the Lord Jesus is the most valuable thing that we possess. I encourage you to do everything that is necessary to protect your walk with Jesus. Stay alert. Stay focused. Don't get distracted. Don't run off the road and go round down the wrong path. Definitely don't cross the center line. Stay awake at the wheel. Real quickly, and Rich, thank you so much for the opportunity to share. Is the last thing I'd like to share was this Easter service we did on campus a couple weeks ago. We called it the Chapel in the Gym. As many of you know, I'm the recreation director at Wake Forest. And after getting support from several key units on campus, involvement of several students and financial support from some brothers in Christ, Debbie and I went to work. Debbie created a flyer, picked out the program and arranged the food and the refreshments, and I went to work on the program. I gathered the videos, created the list for worship songs, and prepared the message. We advertised on campus, set up the gym with tables, chairs, and carpet squares, and prayed often. We had almost 30 people attend. Now one of the students and I are putting a group of students together and to map out the plan for future chapels in the gym. So, for those of you who have been praying for the Band of Brothers, praying for and reading those daily posts, and praying for the chapel in the gym, thank you. God is to be glorified, and all of this is for Him, by Him, and through Him. Thank you for your partnership in these endeavors. Thanks for being awake at the wheel.